This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, you didn't ask, but my day was also interesting.
I wasn't finished talking about my day, but you apparently are so eager for me to ask that.
Okay, you went silent for a long time.
Yeah, it's called a dramatic pause.
Finish. Please go ahead and finish.
I don't want to set the whole pause up again, but I need some of it. So I'm starting the pause now, and it's here. It turned out there was a second gummy bear stuck in there.
A third.
Yes, sorry. No, you made me lose my place in the
story. I'm sure that's my fault. I do accept that. But the second gummy bear was such a big part.
But that's why it smelled like that.
Okay.
So please, Mr. Hayes, will you please tell me about your day?
Fucking
guy.
Today, I woke up. And I just do all my morning stuff. I went back
amazing.
To sleep for like
this
an
hour. So good so far. So much better than my story.
I am not saying it's better than your story.
Okay. Well, it sure felt like you were.
Your story was that you thought you smelled a lime.
Yeah.
And then it was.
Brings you inside. I mean, the sensory experience.
And then it was like,
where is the lime?
Mm-hmm. And then it was the discovery of the first two gummy bears that were stuck in there.
Oh, thank you for listening.
And that
so well.
And I guess the third one, I guess the third one was a lime one. And is that why?
Yeah, because the first one was pineapple.
Yeah.
The second one, I don't know what it was. I want to say root beer, but I'm like, that's not one of the.
And that's not one of the main ones.
Main gummy bears, but it may have mixed with something else to kind of transform. But the third one was lime as the day is long. And that's normally how I finish the story. But you, of course, threw off my entire rhythm.
So I woke up and this was like later in the morning. I did go back to sleep for a little bit from like 10 to 11 a.m. And then I come out again and there's a roast turkey, I guess, just kind of like sitting on my couch cushion.
Mm-hmm.
And
Thanksgiving bird.
It was my first thought. I said that actually. And it was just me. I said that. And I don't know who. So I have this new roommate, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is something Howard has like left for me. Howard has been saying he has a surprise for me. That's actually what he said like when I interviewed him to take this room.
So you were like, I've got this extra room. Like, you know, I keep unusual hours. Sometimes I go back to sleep until 11.
Yes,
and then you were like, is there anything I should know about you? And I said,
tell me about yourself.
I've got a surprise for you.
He said, yes. He said he works at a car dealership.
Not selling cars. When I spoke with him, he was very clear about that. He said, I work at a car dealership.
Not
I don't go near
selling
the cars.
Yes, yeah. That's right. And he's in like an adult like kickball league and he has a surprise for me. That's what he said. And I was like, okay, I guess I want to find out what this is. So he's in the room and I'm like, is this it? I guess this is like, this would be like a culmination of it. It's not hot, but it's not like really cold either. It's not like, it's like relatively fresh, but it's not hot.
But it's not room temp.
Yeah.
Because the room is extremely cold.
Yes. Yeah, the room has been really cold ever since he showed up. I wonder if that's the surprise.
So, Thanksgiving Bird is not the surprise. Or you haven't seen Howard since.
I'm asking. I have not seen Howard since the interview. But I know he is there because things keep changing.
Okay, well,
I gave him keys.
Okay. So to me, and Rob will of course get to you in a second. So to me, this story could be really good.
Okay.
I would wait to tell it to anyone else until you effectively find the third gummy bear of the story.
Okay, got it.
There's got to be that big blow that just makes people sit up and say, damn, that's the end of the story.
Yeah.
We're now in a little bit of a no man's land where I'm intrigued. You've got my attention, but you're leaving me hanging.
And maybe it'll sort of continue from here. Maybe it won't. I mean, I ate a piece. I might not eat any more.
Okay, ate a piece of the turkey.
I ate a little piece.
Was there anything crazy that happened when you eat that? No,
nope.
It's normal. Kind of dry or?
It's been so long. You know,
don't
like,
remember.
Yeah, it's been so long.
Don't remember.
Rob
is here.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. Our esteemed guest, Mr. Rob Cesternino. Rob has a podcast. Rap. Yeah, that's right. He's talking all things reality, whether you're into Big Brother, Survivor, or a reality rewind, and you want to see him go all the way back and turn back the clock with one of his crazy buddies. This guy loves to pod it up.
He does
Survivor know-it-alls. He does the wrap-ups. He's inviting you in to enjoy a big mouthful of the slop. He knows what we know is reality show. Fans
We're
will
at 705.
Dig.
We need to get to 810. Keep going.
Wants to tell you whether it's with his Patreon subscribers tuning in for additional questions to be answered about particular classic Survivor season for a good reason or a bad one, or if it's some of the more polished podcast personalities, or even his damn wife. He lets everybody on a bike.
7:40, 30 more seconds.
The guy is known. You've seen him on TV. Now listen to him on your ear bees. And B stands for buds. And P stands for pots. And and I don't care what kind of headphones you got. Neither does he, because it's just the getting in your ears and telling you what's what, reminding you of some of the classic things that have happened, and also giving you in real time his reactions, and we're done with the show. And Rob, thanks so much for being here. And am I correct? We're leaving now.
Yeah. I mean, where do I send the check?
Damn.
For that.
So actually does bring up something. We did pay you last time you were on the show because that was behind the paywall. This one, there's nothing. You get nothing.
Get nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
So, boy, do I feel so stupid right now because that I sent my Friendsgiving invitation to Hayes. Mm-hmm. I worked it all out with Howard that I sent. That was the turkey was from me. I was inviting you
that
both.
That was the invitation.
So turkey's the invitation.
Friendsgiving. Yeah.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I sent it to Hayes, and now I feel like I should have sent it to Sean after that warm introduction.
I love Friendsgiving. Rob, that's
Rob. That's
Rob.
So sweet.
Yeah.
So
for Friendsgiving.
Each person who is invited receives a cooked turkey just kind of left on their couch.
Yeah.
And then the RSVP is, I guess, whether they finish it or not.
Yeah. Just sort of like
the
little
system
sample.
I'm trying to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the start of the season. So it's just a little, there's more where that came from, if you know what I mean.
Two more turkeys.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. So, but okay. It was one turkey meant for both of you. I don't know what Howard did with the note I sent.
again, like, you are much closer to Howard than I am, I think. I actually had no idea that you and I both knew Howard separately. Yeah. And I wonder if you or how Howard got to me, because I didn't even list this room.
Yeah. Well, I had asked Kevin for contact info. How do I get something into Hayes's house? He said,
okay. Oh, he said, well, maybe you can get Howard to live there.
That's an interesting, version of contact info to say, hey, how do I get something inside his house? It's like, well, he's got a spare room. Is there anyone you can set up to interview? Yeah. Did we say it's Howard Dean?
Did I not say it's Howard Dean? Yeah. So when he said, I thought, when he said, I have a surprise for you, I was kind of like, I thought he was going to do the thing.
Do this. You go, I'm going to be that surprised. That's kind of what I expect from you.
That wouldn't really be a surprise. Maybe the surprise was him not doing it.
The surprise might be that he never does that. That he just did it the one time. Oh, I can't believe people took him seriously as a candidate.
Yeah.
And then he did a big yell.
They say that they, played around with the levels. That he didn't even, like, he actually was not even yelling that loud.
It was a Bilderberg group. Mm-hmm. The Bilderberg group played with the levels.
Yeah. I love those places in the mall.
Yes.
Bilderberg.
Bilderberg.
Yeah, no, I took my kid to Bilderberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There are
He made a great Berg.
Mm-hmm.
Rob. Sean, I mean, guess we ran out of time in the intro. I don't know if he said that you were on Survivor as well.
Yeah.
I said you've seen him on TV.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. That's my fault. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a Knicks game once.
And they put you on the feed. Must have been good seats.
I know. It was, I had won a contest.
They win?
No, sadly.
Ah, shit. I didn't mean to bring it up.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. You brought it up. Well, yeah, the guy was on Survivor. Damn near almost won.
Mm-hmm.
Close.
And the Knicks might have been watching that. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet some of the Knicks saw it.
Yeah.
Did they put you on?
One once.
Did they put you on and say, Rob?
Yeah. Yeah,
they did. They gave you the banner and everything.
I mean, I don't know what was on the telecast. I was just on the Jumbotron in the building, and I'm assuming it was also broadcast out to the crowd.
And they tossed to you, and the crowd went fucking psycho, huh? When they saw you in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn.
I mean,
the
it was
garden,
such a
man.
Great moment.
Garden was eaten, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Marv Albert was psyched.
Now, what did Marv say?
He was like,
Hayes probably knows what he
probably
said.
Probably said, yeah. Yes! Rob! Yes!
Yeah, did you hear it? Did you see that game, Hayes?
Yeah, I remember that game.
Now
they lost,
I'm remembering
right?
the clip.
Yeah, I remember.
Alienware! Yeah, he started pitching Alienware computers. He was so fired up. About seeing you on the jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. So
well, I'm sorry I didn't work that into the intro.
Yeah.
Yeah. What year was that?
Oh, that was 2003.
Mm-hmm. Like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Rob has taken an unusual path to this show, which is cutting his teeth on the pro version initially. And now here we find ourselves on the main feed.
Is that unusual?
It's an unusual path.
I'm trying to remember who has anyone ever. I know we've had proper guests on the main feed who stuck around for the pro version.
Kevin,
has anyone else made the leap pro version?
Kevin's our archivist. If you could pull out the official compendium, the collected episodes and.
I feel like if anything, there's been like
blow
we
on
got
it. Blow
we
on
gotta
it.
Have
blow
you on
it.
The main feed.
Blow on it. Blow on it.
Ooh,
harder.
Dusty.
That's it. Blow really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's so quiet.
Yeah, why is it quiet like that? Rob, do you have this problem with any of your engineers and stuff? I don't really hear you talk to your producers or engineers. This is a one-man band.
Yeah, one man band, pretty much. That, you know, I have editor.
Got the cymbals between your knees.
Not a,
and, yeah.
I mean, I kind of feel like, you know, I've got the engineering.
A little kazoo hanging down from the bill of your hat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've
just a flat brim hat with a kazoo hanging off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's how you set the tone.
Cymbals between the knees. Mm-hmm. Two big cymbals in your hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elbows got cymbals stuck to them.
Playing a little piano in front of you, but your hands are cymbals.
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy. I get caught up in the strings constantly with all the chords and everything.
This next one's called the cymbal stomp. That's impressive. So we do have someone who works for us, but it might as well be a one-man band because the way he blows off the archives.
Yeah.
You could barely fucking hear this shit.
Yeah.
The dust is thicker than damn shredded cheese on there. Big, huge hunks of it. Because we can't get the man to blow it off. And I don't know if he has a lung issue. I don't want to like be too hard on him because he might have a medical condition.
Oh, no.
But it certainly hasn't stopped him from talking a bunch, fucking up a bunch of our episodes. So then I go like, well, what? Like, how do I connect these two ideas? But anyways, sweet kid, good kid. And I nice hope he kid. Learns how to blow on something for his sake and others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so, Rob.
Yeah.
Last time when you did the pro version,
yeah,
we pitched you some reality show ideas. We're going to do it again. We'll
did
just
you like
do
that?
It. We'll keep doing it
yeah,
every
I
time
it.
You come on.
I loved it. And like I've been a little frustrated that we haven't been able to get anything going from the last time. But I guess, you
yeah.
know, that's it's development hell.
Especially with COVID.
With COVID.
Yeah.
These studios are moving at a glacier's pace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get it. You want to be really certain what you're putting your money behind. And so we're, you know, we're in the pitch process. We're in development. I've been looking to make some sizzles for some of the ones that we pitched before. And I remember them all. I won't bring them up. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say, just as we do to close up talking about your path here, it's really impressive because sometimes we'll pitch a guest. We'll say like, you know, I was on this guy's podcast or I know this guy. And Kevin will say, they kind of seem like pro version to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which yeah. means they're not ready for the main feed. And this is the first time ever, if I'm not mistaken, that Kevin said, I messed up. This guy's got the goddamn fucking goods.
Kevin.
Yeah.
You said that?
I took an L. It was, I had to make a big apology to the fans and the boys. And I guess this is my apology to you. That was a big no-no. Mm-hmm. Big dookie hey. In the pants.
Listen,
so I apologize.
Kevin, I understood the assignment, okay?
Yeah. Talk about understanding the assignment.
This man understood the assignment.
Rob C.
Go
understood
on
the assignment.
The pro version.
Yeah.
Go on and then go off, King.
Mm-hmm. Be the pro.
So, reality shows.
Yeah.
We pitched them last time. I did most of the pitching. We do want to keep some of my premium pitches behind the paywall. And so this time I will be mostly reacting to some of these pitches. And just so you know, if you'd like to go back, listen to the premium pitches, they're still there. Mm-hmm. They're waiting for you. But this time I'll be mostly be Hayes Reacts.
So here's my first one. And there's a lot of, you know, these are usually in genres you can recognize, but we're getting a new spin on it. So this one's called Bug Makeover. We turn over a stump and get the ugliest, most fucked up looking bug you can imagine. We take this thing down to the studs, then we turn it into a stud. We're going to make this bug so beautiful that you are turned on by what starts out as a truly grotesque creature. Bug Makeover.
Okay.
Are we dismantling? Are we dismantling the bug first? You were saying that we're going to
take it down to the studs.
Yeah. Is that just like, well, maybe it has to be cleaned off. It's probably dirty.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's living under a stump, as so many of them do.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment, but it's just a fact. If you turn over a big ass stump, there are bugs in there. So what I'm thinking is, yeah, I want to take it apart. I obviously don't want to remove its like head or vital organs, unless its head looks bad. But because I want the bug to be able to enjoy the new lease on life it's given when we mm-hmm. when we make this thing over, and it can, you know, sort of like flex on some of the people who maybe didn't give it the best treatment in bug
yeah.
school or whatever. So yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of potential here because I feel like that the whole insect kingdom is set up a lot like the reality TV show world. Anyway, it's like, think of a beehive. Mm. That's like the Bachelorette. There's the queen bee.
Yep.
And I'm going to, I'm the only queen bee here. Everybody's buzzing around.
And all
Where's
these
my
drones
mate?
Coming to do the bidding of the queen. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we find one bug who is just like, hideous.
Yeah.
The bug's got to look like shit, man.
But are we trying to get that bug to mate with the queen? Or then that bug is going to be so incredibly attractive that a human will want to then mate with a bug?
I think it's for the humans to be attracted to the bug, right?
Ideally, it's to make it more appealing to humans.
Are we making the bug bigger? Like parts of it.
Yeah, because yeah.
Honey, I blew up the kids.
Yeah, yeah, honey, I blew up parts of the bug.
I mean, that's big IP.
Because what I'm thinking is, you know, if we make it more appealing to bugs,
yeah.
bugs still aren't going to watch the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we make it appealing to humans, ideally some humans are watching the show, and that's who buys, right? Hyundais. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you shrink the people down instead of blowing up the bug?
Shrink people down to the bug. So this is you've taken the show Bug Makeover
mm-hmm.
and you've made it people shrinkener.
Well, that
the people
I just don't know how a person is going to have a relationship with an insect that you'll crush it.
We're going to give the bug actually some really strong. Hey, first of all, a lot of these bugs look fragile.
Yeah,
they're tough, dude.
They are strong.
They got this exoskeleton. This thing,
fast too, quick as hell.
Yo, yeah.
The way they take corners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I'm
fire.
Thinking of maybe like an ant, but maybe we're talking like a huntsman spider or something that's mm-hmm. like, you know, got some like size to it.
It's not an ant. An ant, ants are almost a little cute. The bug mm-hmm. I'm talking about, this thing looks like fucking shit, dog. When we find this thing, it's so fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dirty.
Its own mother don't want to give it a kiss.
Mm.
And it's filthy.
And it stinks.
Step one's just cleaning it off. You ever see those like the dodo videos where they find some cat's been living under a trash can? And first they fucking wash it and shave it. They pull it out and you go, God damn, man. I don't want to see a cat like that. Why are you showing me this? But then by the end of the video, it's like, oh, yeah.
My cat looks pretty nice.
Going on a date with that cat.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is like that. It's not a cat. It's a bug. So we've got a little more work to do. But I think we have more room to play, too, because there's less of a, you know, platonic ideal version of a cat, of a bug, rather.
Yeah. It's going to be a hot bug summer.
I'd seeing a fall premiere.
Ideally, yeah. I don't think we want to get buried in the summer with this.
Yeah, that feels like we're getting burned off. Although with streaming now, I don't think the seasons are as important.
Yeah, but by awards, the award cycle hasn't changed. You know, like you mm-hmm. still like you want it to be fresh by the time the screeners come out, by the time the voting actually happens. That's like February, March. If we premiere in the summer, we'll send the hot bug to like a Globes party
mm-hmm.
and people will be like, oh, yeah, I sort of remember.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Were you not nominated last year? And it's like, well, we weren't eligible last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so, yeah, if it's going to be. If it's June, if they drop the whole season at once, maybe, but ideally there's one where we're doing one or two a week to get people invested in the story. Mm-hmm. Now, my questions for you really are host ideas. Who are we bringing in?
Oh, so.
Does Steve Irwin have more family members?
Yeah, you would think he has to, right?
I know there's at least the like a couple kids is his like maybe his mom still around or something like that? Like, because the kids will not do this.
They're young and they've got everything in front of them, and they're already working a lot with other animals. But surely Steve Irwin's mom might be willing to get down under that stump with us and pull out this bug.
We need something to get this stump out too, probably.
Yep. Oh yeah, that was another question. How the fuck do you move these stumps? I've been leaning on these things. I was out in the woods earlier this morning.
Yeah.
They won't budge.
Solid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do you, like, you've been on reality TV. What do they do with the stumps?
I think that a lot of times you just have to leave the stump and you need somebody to come in and grind down the stumps. And maybe that's like part of like the, you know, this is like a very like, you know, titillating show that maybe we'll talk about the stump grinding in sort of like a jokey way.
Oh, okay. That could be part of it.
Yeah.
Right. So
like he's about to stump and grind. Maybe he's a bed bug now.
Yeah. I don't see nothing wrong with a little stump and grind.
Yeah.
A bed bug. Oh, they're trying to bed this bug.
Yeah. I mean, I think Nicole Byer seems like a natural.
She'd be great. She won't do it either. She'd be amazing. She will not do it.
Cannot get her. She would be so good. Such a good idea. It seems like our hosting pool is going to skew older. Not Hume Cronin won't do it, but who's our Hume Cronin? So then my other thing with Bug Makeover, which I think we have probably a hit on our hands.
Yeah.
Is it one season long story of a bug, or are we going to try to do a bug every episode?
Yeah, I think it's a bug every episode because, I mean, what are you going to follow on the week to week?
We don't know how many. The issue is we don't know how many bugs are under the stump.
I can't move it.
Yeah, we're yelling in there. We're kind of like setting some of the deal terms and stuff by just yelling really loud and like hoping that they're whoever, like,
I can't
tell you whatever's
like a
under there.
Kick into it. Yeah, I put on a pair of Sambas and I did like a running flying kick.
Did it work?
Rob, it did not work.
No.
He grazed. He kind of glanced off the top of the stump.
Yeah,
and that it
scraped my shin.
Scraped his shin, and it's on the edge of like there's like a big incline. On the other side of the stump. And
I went rolling down into a little crick. Yeah.
All the way down.
I got really muddy.
Got wet.
Yeah. I got pinched by some crawdads that were crawling around in the crick.
Yeah.
And I thought, is this the bug? You know? But I think they're
crawdads.
Not.
Because they are ugly.
Yeah.
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 More like
but
a crawdaddy
but they got
now.
Potential.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
More like a crawdaddy now.
A crawdaddy.
After the makeover.
A crawdaddy.
Yes, yeah. Crawzaddy. That's really strong. So, okay, so you've got some good kind of bantery ideas. It's feeling a little like maybe the host needs to be sort of the circle type narrator.
Yeah.
How, like Michelle Buteau would come in and just after the fact, after everything's filmed, would just have like more of a Crawzaddy type line. So maybe we need someone sassy. And also, if it's just VO, we may be able to broaden our net. We may be able to get someone a little bit younger.
Yeah, they don't have to be on location. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe someone really young, right? Like a little kid.
Because, yeah, kids love bugs.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that. Kids really love bugs.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the whole show is for kids. They probably know how to get under that stump, huh? They could just wiggle around.
They could probably fit their fingers
so
under parts
small.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
What's the next show?
Okay, this one is a little more, it's not quite a prank show, but it's closer to that genre. It's maybe, hopefully a little bit, I was going to say a little bit funnier, but actually you've made Bug Makeover pretty funny. With the Crawzaddy and some of the bed bug stuff.
Yeah, can't help it.
So this one's called Escape from the Bathroom. We lock unsuspecting civilians inside a public restroom from the outside. And we see, we've got cameras in there. I guess, is it a problem to have cameras in the bathroom that they don't know about? Well, at any rate,
we'll turn them on until they come out of the stall. Like, the camera doesn't need to be in the stall.
Okay.
Thank you. So when they come out of the stall, basically...
Or it can be really dark in the stall, maybe. So we have a camera in there, but you can't, like...
But it's, like, blurry, and the camera's, like, not very good.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to want a camera in that stall.
Yeah. As you were saying, like, don't put a camera in there. I was kind of like, but...
Maybe a microphone. Probably should. Yeah.
Rob doesn't... Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe get it. But we just basically see how long it takes them to get out of that thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a prize? Is there, like... It's like American Ninja Warrior of, like, how who can get out of the bathroom the fastest?
Well, it is. Uh-huh. Well, go ahead. There's water.
Yeah. We start to like back up the toilets. Yeah.
So that's
the water is rising.
Well, and from the sink, that's kind of a prize. There's water that comes out of the sink of a bathroom.
Yeah.
That's free. One issue that I'm curious about the format, but I am worried about, you know, there's like a crew, and it's got to be like union. The crew is going to have to use the bathroom at times. So how are they going to like get in and out without releasing the contestant?
Huh. So this is why I bring this stuff to you guys, because I haven't actually thought about all this.
Yeah.
I just thought the idea of like, imagine the thrill of using a bathroom, going to leave, realizing you are trapped inside this bathroom, public restroom too. You don't know what's going on. And how... you ask me if there's a prize, I go, well, is there any greater prize than the feeling of accomplishment you would have after you somehow escape from a public bathroom you've been locked in against your will?
And so is there someone to tell them that it was a show, or they just never know?
I haven't worked it out. I was thinking, why ruin it for these people and go like, oh, it's just some part of some TV show, when they're probably going to be feeling pretty cool by the time they get out.
So they never even know that they were on TV.
Just let them walk off.
Right? I mean, if they're watching it.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking, we don't even need to air this thing. Let's just get some cameras in the bathroom.
It's just a prank.
Let's lock some doors.
Yeah.
Let's see what we end up with. This one's pretty low budge. And as Hayes pointed out, we're probably going to have to minimize the crew, because otherwise they're going to be whining all day about can't use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we find some crew members who are a little more flexible about where they're willing to go, you know? And so that, you know, but we get a pretty pared down elite squad of people.
Mm-hmm.
Toss a couple cameras in some public bathrooms, throw a padlock on the outside of the door when we see someone go in, just see what we get, right?
Yeah.
Now, is this, I don't know if this is related or not, but like the fact that this happened to you.
Me?
Yeah. Is that just like a coincidence that like this is the idea, or like is it related to the fact that you had this exact
best day of my life
in
best
Huntington
day
Beach.
Of my life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How did you get out?
I cried.
Yeah.
I cried so loud that somebody sent security.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a saw.
Mm-hmm.
That made me cry too. Special. So loud.
Saw.
Yeah. Special bathroom saw.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bathroom saw. And
it is something that would happen in the Saw franchise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I cried. And then, somebody finally heard me crying. And it's a little unfair to say that this happened to me. This would be someone locking it from the outside. I had actually locked it from the inside, and then I guess it was just sort of slippery, and my hands were wet, so I couldn't get it unlocked. I gave up pretty fast, and then just sort of started screaming and crying.
Mm-hmm.
But they got in there with that bathroom saw pretty quick, which, again, was so loud it made me cry even more.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you didn't drop kick the door like you did to the tree stump.
I didn't have my sambas on.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
did not have my sambas on, so there was no way for me to really do it.
The bathroom saw was giving a very loud noise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was.
The bathroom saw was giving loud noise.
It's true, and I'll say, when I calmed down afterwards, and once I sort of toweled off and everything, I felt so elated. First of all, I appreciated all these things, these little things that we take for granted.
Yeah.
Right? Not being in a bathroom. Mm-hmm. Right? Being outside. Not having a loud, scary saw really close to you.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff that, you know, I walk around and I just think like, this is normal life. Now I really was looking at that with fresh eyes. And so, you know, it was a very powerful experience for me. And I'd like to share that with others. And if we make a dollar and a cent along the way, that's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many people will be like trying to chase that for the rest of their days, that feeling when they first got out of the bathroom. Like, how do I capture that? And you can't bottle that.
It's childbirth, really. Childbirth is the first
bathroom
escape from the bathroom.
First escape from the bathroom. That's escape from the bathroom. I mean, we can move on to the
Do they go to the bathroom in there?
If they're in there long enough.
Babies?
Yeah, they go to the bathroom in there.
Yeah.
They do, right?
Yeah.
They have to. What, they, like, as soon as they come out, now they go to the bathroom? No, it makes no sense. It must be they do it in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They swim in it.
Wow. Then they like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother them.
No, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lesson in there somewhere.
I want to know, I know Kevin has a reality show idea. I don't want him to be like sitting here wondering whether or not he's going to give it. So I guess we can just decide now whether or not he will get to do his idea. And if he's, if we're not going to get to him, you have a bunch more. And like, if we're not going to get to him, he can just go lie down in the back.
I have three more. I'm going to say nothing is going to be as good as Buck Makeover.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I do have three more ideas.
That's why we have this time issue now, is Buck Makeover was so layer. I mean, like, had so many facets for us to examine.
No, that one, and we didn't even talk about where that should live, like what the right network is for Buck Makeover. Mm-hmm.
If it helps to know, my pitch is very long.
Okay.
Okay. So that's making me feel like we're not going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you could just go lie down and...
Hey, Rob, you're the guest.
What's TLDR?
Pitch?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, it's called No, That's Not How That Went. And it's basically a big race with a lot of details that I wrote out. Now, if you're interested, I can share it. But if you're not, we can listen to Sean's too.
A big race?
It's a race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or we could do this. I could just talk until you guys are no longer interested, and then we could just stop.
Well, I guess. And why is the title?
It's part of the description.
Okay.
Okay. So I cannot hear just why it's called that. I have to hear the entire thing.
Because no, that's not how that happened. That made me think it's almost like a Rashomon type reality show.
You see everybody's perspective.
Mm-hmm. And maybe Kevin thought Rashomon was pronounced Racer Man. And so he the whole time has been like, why have I never seen a Racer Man type show about one of these races where everyone thinks something different happened in the race?
Okay. I don't think I need to hear the rest. Mm-hmm. Do you? Does anyone else?
We can move through my other ideas quickly, too. I mean,
let's do it.
This one, I mean, you might want to just hear and then move on immediately. So this one, I don't really have the title's a working title, especially I know you, Rob, and I listen to a lot of your shows a lot, and you don't really work blue.
That's very kind.
And this show, even the title, I think you wouldn't probably want to be associated with it. But working title right now is called Ski Fuckers. So this is young newlyweds attempt to make love while skiing down a double black diamond. And if either party fails to bust, they do not receive their cash prize at the end of the ski slope.
Okay.
Either party.
Yeah.
This is important.
So this is also then, if this is a heterosexual couple, the woman has to reach orgasm also.
That's what I'm saying. And what I want to tell you, Rob, is I will know. You can't fool me. So I think some people probably hear this going, oh, I'll go on that show. I'll trick him. I am not going to be tricked. I will know if you really bust it or not. So don't embarrass yourself and your family by trying to go on ski fuckers and fool me by faking. I hate lying and I hate fakers. So don't try to do that to me. You're not doing yourself any favors. If you want to go on the show because you want to try to ski down a double black diamond with your newly wedded whatever.
Yeah.
And see if you can figure out a way to like both kind of get there. And you got to be going kind of fast, too. None of this doing the pizza slice style with your skis spread out the whole time going slow. Because
you'll walk up and give them a little nudge with your foot. Or if they're going really slow, do a flying kick with your Sabas.
So that's one that's available. So this is just...
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't watch that? At least once.
Right? You'd have to check out... Because you know, like people like this Naked and Afraid. I don't want them to be afraid. How about naked, having fun with your
What about a show called
partner?
Naked and Horny?
Naked and Horny and having fun with your partner.
Yeah.
And
well,
skiing.
I would think that they're going to be wearing ski clothes also. I think that that's going to, they're
at
not going to be naked. They'll get frostbite.
At first, yeah. They'll have ski clothes, but, you know, as you get going, maybe you heat up, you're not as worried about it. But this is all stuff that can get worked out. I think this one, probably we don't have a host question. I'm going to host because I'm the only person who I'm certain will be able to tell.
Yeah. Yes.
I will know if you're trying to trick me. I'm not even going to say you have to wake up pretty early in the morning. It does not matter when you wake up. You will not be able to trick me.
I mean, you probably have to get to the slopes early.
Are you a skier, Rob?
No.
Yeah.
I'm barely a fornicator.
Okay. So no aspect of this is going to
It's not
be,
appealing to you.
Maybe interesting to you as a viewer.
As
but,
a viewer, I mean,
but
yeah.
Not
I live
as
vicariously.
A judge, certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
Can be interesting. Yeah, it's something you don't, you know, necessarily do. I watch shows, people doing stuff I don't do all the time. It could be exciting. Yeah. It could be fun. It's another world. And then I don't know how like the insurance works and everything, because obviously skiing under normal circumstances on a double black diamond is somewhat dangerous.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get some serious waivers signed on a lot of levels.
If someone has a baby, it's like, whose is that? You know? Yeah.
Right.
Just like the rights issues. Just like a nightmare.
The first ski fucker baby. The first ski fucker baby was born today in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah. But when that baby comes out, boy.
Fans of the reality show will remember the time someone tried to trick the host, Sean Clements. He dressed them down once they got dressed back up. So that's ski fuckers. Went better than I thought. This next one is called Top Toast.
Top Toast.
Top Toast. We build a toaster of my own devilish design. No numbers. You just gotta feel it. We get the best chefs from across the country to come and see who can use this devilishly designed toaster to make the very best dry toast.
So... is it a circular dial?
Yep.
And it just doesn't have the numbers on it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Is it a toaster oven, or is it the slices go in the top?
It's the slice one.
Mm-hmm.
I've already made it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just a modification of one that I bought a really long time ago. It just got kind of old.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like people could just kind of like
you
judge.
Go by feel. You play okay. by feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems that way, Hayes, but you know, they've never used this toaster before. They don't know.
Wow.
You have used it.
I mean, I don't know that I should be a contestant. You know, I'm not one of the okay. best chefs in yeah. the country. I'm pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What happens if they burn the toast?
Go to jail.
Go to jail. Okay. Now there's stakes.
Go to jail. Mm-hmm. Locked up.
Yeah.
Go to jail because the toaster's pretty old. If you burn it enough, that's going to be
mm-hmm.
somebody's going to get hurt.
Is there one nice. Toaster?
Right now, I guess there's one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Currently, there's one, but I have faith, actually, that we could figure out a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I don't know if they make this model anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Could be nice if afterwards, like, you know, there's the stuff with, like, the show The Activist and stuff. And if this show, like, afterwards gave the toast to, like, a pelican or something, or like, a huge,
yeah. like, huge a really bird. Sick bird, yeah.
They would all show up. Yeah.
If the bird's sick as hell, and then all the chefs show up to the hospital together, and they go and they like give it to the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And the bird is the judge. I mean, that's the other thing. The bird should really be the judge. So if it's like the sick bird, they eat it, and then they say, like, this was the best toast. They're not going to say that because they're a bird, but they somehow indicate, like, with a big squawk that, like, this was the toast that was the most pleasing to them.
Mm-hmm. Should there be an element where they have to give a toast also?
Okay, so you want to play on the word, and it's like they're doing, yeah, if they're Toastmasters and they're able to. So should it be the bird's wedding day and they're effectively the bird's best man as in addition to, I mean, this could pair great with ski fuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the newlyweds.
Because it's though. All the betrothed. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So then someone would have to also be judging the toast. Are you saying that because you feel like you're very good at giving toasts?
No. I mean, I love toast, eating the toast.
Hmm.
You know, these toasts could go really off the wall. I mean, you know, you ever be at one of these weddings where it's just a brutal toast?
Yeah.
I mean, I like that better than a good one.
Yeah.
There's more to talk about after.
Where uncle gets up there.
Mm-hmm.
If uncle's up there and maybe he's had, you know, one too many Heinekens.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And suddenly uncle is saying things that you really don't want to hear from uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that can be good.
Uncle Marv from Home Alone.
Yes.
No, this is a different Marv. This is Marv from Home Alone. Yes. He's like,
it's Rob. Doth my eyes deceive me? It's Rob Cesternino.
Yeah.
Yes. He's like, Buzz, your girlfriend, woof.
Yeah, he says that. He's giving away like different aspects of their crime during the toast.
So then you're on two different wavelengths. So that's actually really dramatic. If someone clearly made the best toast, the bird was squawking its damn head off when it's munching this guy's toast. Mm-hmm. And then they go up to give their toast. They know they're the front runner and they're so nervous that they tell an embarrassing and inappropriate story about the bird groom from like their, you know, bachelor party weekend or something. Mm-hmm. Wedding's off now.
Mm-hmm.
Then another person who totally just absolutely botched the toast comes in and they give their toast. Mm-hmm. It's actually really touching.
Mm-hmm.
It's got
And they laughs. Were shy. They were shy.
Yes. If they start off shy, yes, and they're reading head down, buried in the note card, but then when they do look up, it's even more impactful. And they say, Bird, I love you, and I love your wife.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you found each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I only have one more reality show idea, and this one will be fast. We may get to Kevin's.
Mm.
It's called Car Hunt. You got to find something in my car.
find something in your car.
Yeah.
Like
I dropped
steering wheel. Oh.
No.
What is it? Or will we just kind of know when we find it?
I think
it?
When you find it, you're going to know what it is. I'd rather not
will
say.
Will there be clues?
But it's in my car.
Hmm.
Clues? If I had them, I'd give them. But basically, I dropped it. It's somewhere in my car. I can't find it.
Hmm.
Were you driving or were you like sitting in the driver's seat or like what were you kind of doing in the car when you,
when I you just dropped kinda, it? I was just rolling around doing donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were in the driver's
seat. The G-force can make it fall and roll
the
around.
In the driver's seat. Yeah. I drove down. I drove down to the high school parking lot and was doing donuts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's in there. I can't find it, but you
do you want to say what color? Do you want to say what color it is?
Mm-hmm.
A couple different colors.
Yep.
Okay.
Will you tell us which car is yours?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Don't okay. like, yeah. Yeah, I will. I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need
everybody. Am I a person on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it seems a little like insider trading.
Yeah, look, I just really need to find this thing in my car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of important.
Mm.
And so like I need you guys to help me find this thing I dropped in my car and I can't find it. So like this show's called Car Hunt, okay? But like you're on the show.
It's a couple different colors, like a shape or
it's a couple different shapes.
Okay.
Multiple shapes.
All right, I guess we can get to Kevin's. It turns out we do have time. And just so like in case people like want to leave or anything, Rob, is there any?
People want to stop listening before Kevin starts.
Mm-hmm.
Is there stuff you want to plug or any shout outs you want to do?
Oh, I mean, how could I top what Sean already said? I mean, I'm just going to be talking about the boring regular reality shows on Rob as a podcast, but I'm just going to be like hopelessly depressed that there are these better ideas that
you can talk about
production
these.
And I'm not podcasting about
you can
them.
Talk about these. Yeah, you can. We don't need to wait for that. You can start doing recaps on Bug Makeover or Top Toast.
Ski fuckers.
Yep. You could shout out your friend. No, you have a friend who likes the show, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Too scared to come on.
This
Rob has this friend and he's like scared of the show.
He's shy.
Well, I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah, we're all shy. We're all INTJs.
Mm-hmm.
We're really shy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't want to plug anything. Okay. When will this come out, Kevin, in relation to the new Survivor season?
September 28th, so next Tuesday.
So, okay.
It'll be
about 4 or 5 days after.
So we'll be
premiere.
Talking about the second week of Survivor then.
This is the cycle we're on now for multiple guests in a row is we're
right
the show
after
that comes
the relevant...
out right after the thing happens.
No, this is perfect.
Okay.
Thanks.
I know it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
no,
Kevin.
We cracked it. Kevin,
go ahead.
The show is called No, That's Not How That Went. Each contestant wakes up 50 feet underwater. Never Let You Go by Third Eye Blind is playing live from a submarine next to the contestants. If the song sounds a little odd, you're correct. The band members have all switched instruments to further disorient the contestants. You have till the end of the song to swim to the surface, hop on a jet ski, and arrive at the Orange County 2021 convention on eco-friendly scooters. You are giving a big speech at the end of the event. If it seems statistically impossible to make it to the Balboa Peninsula in 3 minutes and 57 seconds, don't worry. Tim Wright, aka Curveball, the drummer of Third Eye Blind, forgets the lyrics to the bridge. Instead of saying, I remember the stupid things, the mood rings, the bracelets and the beads, nickels and dimes, yours and mine. Did you cash in all your dreams?
Yeah.
He says, I remember the little things, the onion rings, the blankets and the seeds, $2 bill, what a thrill, did you catch up on all of Wheats? Singer Stephen Jenkins stops the song to correct Tim on the lyrics. Quote,
but
no.
But Stephen Jenkins isn't singing.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah. He still wants to correct him. And then says, no, that's not how that went. Saying the lucky phrase means you get an extra 45 seconds to get to the peninsula. If you make it to the peninsula on time, congratulations, you can now give the big speech. If not, you have to fill up the jet ski with diesel fuel. TMZ is going to snap a few photos with this headline. Eco-friendly scooter speaker caught doing big bad before big event.
It's not a great headline.
You'd never want that.
Not mm-hmm. the headline you want.
Yeah. I mean, the one you do want is good jeans or good docs.
Yes, that's a headline. And it's good jeans. It's good jeans like the pants and good docs like good dockers.
Like dockers.
Also the pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically the headline is, what kind of pants are these?
Mm-hmm.
Can anyone tell?
Mm-hmm.
That gets me pretty pumped up. Kevin, good job.
Yeah. Yep.
I liked the new alternate verse a lot. I'm glad we left time for it.
I'm
now,
glad too.
It's no car hunt.
Sure.
It's not gonna do better ratings than Ski Fuckers. At the same time, it was worth listening to, and maybe it inspires us to come up with a similar show that we don't have to pay you on.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss fantasy football, Tom Sharpling helps bang on Hollywood Masterclass, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Rob, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.